الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولى العظيم. With regard to one posture of namaz, when we going into sajda, and some people due to age or because of knee joints etc., they put their hands, down first and then they take it to the front where it's supposed to be. And those who, the proper sunnat way is that you go down with your hands on your knees, and as you are coming about your knees touching the ground, you put your hands one time where the sajda place is. But those people who have a problem, but they also should not drag their hand on the ground. When you put it down, lift it up and put it where it's supposed to be. And when we are sitting in the attahiyat position, the shahud position in jalsa, or we are going to get up, then also don't drag the hands again. If those people who can't help it and they have to put their hands again down to get support to get up, then they also should not drag it. And those who can manage, they should take the hands from there without dragging it, putting it on the knees, take support on the knees and lift yourself up. So this also is a common error that we make, that without necessity we drag our hands on the musalla front and backwards. We should try and avoid that. We have discussed various aspects of the month of Ramadan and the great gifts which this month of Ramadan has brought. Amongst them, one of the greatest gifts which we take for granted is roza, fasting, siyam, saum, for what the main month is known for fasting. So this saum also, we should make it what is called a saum, what is called a fast. Not just staying hungry. Staying hungry is not a fast, but it is keeping the fast according to Shariat. Anyway, before that, a little bit about this ayat. Allah tabaraka ta'ala addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, that O believers, that and the believers are the friends of Allah ta'ala. As in one ayat, Allah ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyuhalladhina amanu, Allah is the friend of the believers. Yeah, one point that we should take note of, that Allah said, He is our friend, which implies we are the friends of Allah. But Allah didn't say, you are my friends. He said, He is your friend. So usually, if a big person tells you, I'm your friend, then he is treating you as a friend, he's treating you closely and with love and affection. But from your side, you have to still maintain full respect. When there are two friends, they both are friends of one another. And in friendship, you use any kind of language also. And you treat one another very informally also. You take one another for granted also. But yeah, this is such, like for example with husband and wife, they are lovers of one another, supposed to be at least, they are partners of one another. But the husband, Allah has ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. So the wife also will speak very freely, loosely with her husband. It's a relationship like that, but finally she must realize and remember, my husband is the head, and that respect must be maintained also. That he is the head of the family. The same way in a business, in an organization, a madrasa, a school, the principal may be friends with some of the teachers, maybe even with some of the students, and he speaks with them also freely, but at the same time, they must not take advantage of it. So Allah has declared that He is our friend, but we should keep also, which is safe for everyone, that we shouldn't, because we shouldn't make naz with Allah Ta'ala. Naz and niyaz. Niyaz is to humble yourself, you supplicate. Naz is like, for example, how your children will make naz with you. Your little children, they want something, 3, 4, 5, 6 year old children, they will ask you, they won't come and ask you in a very formal way or anything. And they will, if they want the sweet which is in your mouth also, they will take it out. They put their fingers in your mouth and take it out also. That is what is called naz. Even a wife many times, and she must be allowed also to make naz with her husband. That she treats him like this, that you must do this for me, you must, but all in love, not in an ordering way, not in an authoritative way, but in love. That is what is called naz. And women should be allowed that also. Let them bend that for in front of their husbands. And so this, our relation, those who are at that level with Allah Ta'ala, and we must not think that we are there. They are allowed to, they speak like that to Allah Ta'ala also, but that's not everyone's work. For us, we must keep the great respects of Allah Ta'ala in mind. He is the absolute authority. The azmat of Allah Ta'ala should always be kept in mind also. And this happens commonly in du'as. That when we're speaking to Allah Ta'ala, one is we're making formal du'as from the Arabic language, what we have learned, or from Hizbul Azam, or from the other kitabs, Munajat-i Maqbool, etc. Those that we just make like that. But when we are speaking ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, we must be very careful that we don't adopt an attitude which is called of naz, like that we're taking it for granted. Like, for example, just to understand this point a bit more better, you are giving your children some sweets or something, and one of your children tells you, I want two. For your own children, you won't mind. But one of their friends, a street friend, or the neighbor's child, he's also there, and he's also demanding a sweet one. He can't demand. If you give him, well, it's well and good. But your own children, that relationship is such that they will even demand from you. They will force you and they will cry and force and beg for it and demand it. So our relationship with Allah Ta'ala must not be one of naz. It must be one of niyaz. Niyaz is we cry to Allah, we beg Him. We are deeply in need, O Allah. We can't do without You. You are one beautiful translation. In fact, which our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, used to give one beautiful translation of La ilaha illallah, the common general translation, which we all know, there is nobody worthy of worship but Allah. But he says one translation of love, that who is there for me besides You? You are the only one for me, O Allah. I can't go to anyone else. Like, for example, a wife tells her husband she wants a pair of shoes for Eid or anything else. She wants a handbag, she wants a dress or something. And she tells her husband, who else can I go and ask? I can't go and ask your brother for it. I can't go and ask the neighbors. I can only ask You. You're my only one. I can only ask from You. So like that, this translation of love. So a person, when he begs from Allah Ta'ala, he should beg in that way. And at the same time, he must not have this arrogance, like, not arrogance, what will be the right word? Ji? No, demanding also, but like, ji? Assertive. Or you can have that, but like you are, like as though you're the favorite of Allah. Like a favorite knows you're going to do it for him. But don't you take it that I'm a favorite of Allah. That's very, very dangerous. We can understand this. If somebody is not your favorite and he behaves like he's your favorite, how you dislike it. So if you're not a favorite of Allah Ta'ala, they are those maqbool, favorite bandas of Allah Ta'ala, and they have all the right. But we don't know. And this is one secret of many secrets which Allah has kept also. Our sins, whether they are forgiven, we're begging all the time, Ya Allah, forgive us our sins. We don't know. We are begging for Jannat. Whether Allah has written down Jannat for us, we just have to carry on all the time. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from the azab of the qabr. All that, we just have to keep on begging. So we mustn't take it for granted that I ask for it. Mine or me, my work, it will be done. We shouldn't be like that. So anyway, so this is that friendship, relationship we should keep with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That Allah said, He is our friend. So He is our friend, and which makes us the friends of Allah, but we don't know at what level that friendship is. That Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us Iman, and also, there is another thing, that very, very fine line of difference between the two. One is we must make shukr, Allah made us Muslims. He gave us the ticket of Jannah. But on the other hand, don't become arrogant and boastful. Don't like that, I am going to Jannah. I got no problem, I'm going to Jannah. We don't know whether we will be going or we will not be going. That it depends on Allah. We have to keep on begging and have that attitude with Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very safe attitude with all our elders also. Never take it for granted that I'm a favorite. Even if that elder of yours tells you that you are my favorite, you are my close one. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, with regard to his murids, he makes it very clear that I don't show any particular attachment to any murid, and I don't let any murid show his attachment to me. Because then in a khanqa situation, it happens commonly, then there is rivalry between murids. And that puts them off course. Now they are not looking for their islah. And now they are not looking at the path to Allah, they want to become the more closer favorites. So he says, in my heart I keep it, that who is my favorite, who is the one, and who is really a favorite? One of our friends one time asked, the one who acts upon what we say, that what we are trying to teach for ourselves, for others, those who practice upon that, they are the favorites. You have feeling for those people. But like that, just the person thinks that I'm a favorite, that is dangerous, and it causes unnecessary problems, and it throws the whole situation out of balance. Because now people are making other things their object. And whereas our object was to reach Allah, to find Allah, to please Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Anyway, these who are the friends of Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, for you only desire good for your friend. So Allah ta'ala says that kutiba ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that roza siyam has been made farz on you. And what a beautiful way of saying it also. Kutiba, Allah could have said the word kataba, farza, that Allah has made roza's farz on you. Kataba alaykum, Allah has written it down, that roza's are farz on you. Or farza alaykum as-siyam, Allah has made roza's. But Allah used what is called the majhul, that not I made it farz, it has been made farz. So there is a reason for this. Who made it for us? We know it's Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is shari'. He is the one who made shari'at. And He is the one who has made it for us. But this love relationship, because rozas are hard on the nafs. The nafs doesn't like restriction. And roza is restriction. Your food, so perhaps you won't eat. Like for example, you might spend the whole Sunday in your bedroom, just lying, resting, doing nothing, just spending your whole day. You don't find it hard. But if somebody tells you, I'm locking you up in the room. Now it's not even a minute and you want to get out. Like that you'll spend voluntarily the whole day. But somebody said, I'm locking you up. You tell the child, I'm locking you up in the room today. Punishment. Now you feel it very, very hard. So even if you don't eat the whole day, sometimes it happens. A person doing his what he's got passion for, his favorite thing he's doing. Ulama, their kitabs, for example, they get so engrossed that they don't even sip water. They're so just busy with their kitabs. Or somebody else, whatever he likes, whatever is his hobby, fishermen, or people who hunt, running after their prey, and they forget all the other things. In fact, that is why hunting and that has been discouraged also. You even sometimes forget your namaz in the process. You're so busy in your running after your prey. Or the fisherman, when it is now near asr time and the fish are biting, and then your asr goes by. And before you know what, even your maghrib went by. So anyway, the person when he's got so much of passion of something, then he forgets his food also. So like that, Allah Ta'ala, food, a human being, Allah has made it by nature, that he lacks his food, but sometimes we don't eat. But now that restriction is there. So many of us, how many perhaps all of us, well before Ramzan, we think, oh, we have to stay hungry. Ramzan is coming. No food we're going to have, no breakfast. And we'll speak also. Next week this time, we won't be sitting and having breakfast. Next week this time, no lunch we will be having. Have your lunch finished today. Next week this time, no lunch. Next month this time, no lunch. After 2 months this time, no lunch we're going to have, no spread. So Allah Ta'ala, because He didn't want that little bit of also feeling, that love relationship with Allah must be so clean and it must not be tarnished in any way. Just to explain that a little bit, how many people after some time of marriage, for some people it is a few days or weeks or months, then the love gets lost between the two. Arguments start taking place. Suspicion takes place, accusations take place, then there is no love there. And now you're still living together, but there is no enjoyment. So Allah doesn't want this love relationship with Allah to be tarnished in any way. So Allah did not say, I made rozas for us. Katabtu alaykum as-siyam. Faradtu alaykum as-siyam. I made rozas farad on you. No, rozas have been made farad on you. And there are so great benefits of roza that we cannot imagine. And if we study the not only Muslim people, ulama's kitabs on fasting, even non-Muslim people, doctors, dietitians, about fasting. One person, a friend of mine, went and see a dietitian for his weight. So that dietitian knew about Islam somewhat and told him that you people have been so blessed with fast that you have been given. There can't be anything better than that for a diet, for your health. Fasting is extreme, that is if it is a fast. And as that person explained, that this fasting, it does so much of good for the whole body, this keeping away from food. But what also, that dietitian said, that when you open your roza with this deep fries, when you open your roza with samosas, with bhajiyas and all these deep fries, and today how many all other things there are, then how much benefit physically, bodily, your body gained the fasting for 12 hours, up to 18 hours, up to 20 hours. In that 1 minute, it gets more damaged than all the benefit of the fast it got. And also the dietitian said that you have been taught to open your fast on fruit. And not only fruit, the king of fruit. And not only the king of fruit, but the king of fruit which is dates. And the king of dates which is ajwa, rutabs, etc. You have been ordered, you have been encouraged to open your fast on them. So what if there was still anything left in your fast that had to be done, it's done by opening it in this way. And if it was completed, it puts the cherry on the top. For date is the king of all fruit. And in dates, in khajurs, tamar, the king of them all is ajwa. Ajwa, rutab, etc. So this is what we should try and keep, open our roza on. So anyway, Allah has given us this great gift of fasting. And because it was somewhat difficult, Allah said, like many friends of ours also, they know that something is good for the family also. And so something must be started at home. Like for example, one thing which is extremely good is to have tilawat at home every day. But the family is not in a mood. The children are not in a mood. To have ta'aleem every day at home is extremely beneficial. And especially Fadail-e-Amal or any of the kitabs, mashallah, our buzurgs, all these kitabs, what barakat they have got, what noor they have got, what benefit a person gets. Now a person wants to start it, but now he doesn't know if he's going to start it, they won't want to listen to him. So what he says that Hazrat said we must have ta'aleem at home. Now he wants to have it, but now he doesn't say I say, because then they won't listen. So then he said, Hazrat, so Allah also said that rozas I have made for us. But Allah didn't say, I made it for us. Who is besides Allah? Who is above Allah? Who is besides Allah? There is no one. It is only Allah. But see, we are taught a great lesson also. When you want something done at home also, that how to go about it. Don't say, I'm the boss in the house. And you listen to me, what I say, you have to listen. Allah has taught us that how to bring things, introduce it, put things into the house, how to bring it into the house. That also Allah Ta'ala has taught us. And this guitar, for example, Fadaili Amal, was many people, they were just given the gift. And a gift, perhaps you look at the whole Fadaili Amal, where I'm going to read this whole kitab, so thick it is, where I'm going to get time. But it's a gift, so let me just have a glance. How many people just from a glance, literally, so to say, though not actually literally, but they couldn't leave that kitab until they reached from the beginning to the end. Stories of the Sahaba. Now what we heard about Fazail Quran, you just, in fact, I told Maulana Musa that we must have more of the kitab reading. Because the nature of it is, and Buzur's words, hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where can our words ever measure with that? And when you get a taste of Quran Sharif, you just want to listen on and on. Hadith Sharif, the words of the Buzurgs, these things you just want to carry on. So now, how to introduce it into the house, that also, for example, you just bring a kitab, just put it there. One good friend of ours, who has passed away, Allah grant all our marhumin, highest stages of Jannat, inshallah, and grant them peace wherever they are, all the time. So whenever his wife was a bit late with the food, she knows he likes reading, so the food is going to take another 5, 10, 15 minutes. She will just read something to read there. So the minute his eyes fall on it, he forgets to ask also. He forgets to shout also. Now he gets busy reading. So like that, when we want to introduce something, there is a way to do it also. So Allah Ta'ala also has brought rozas, which are not easy for a person. Now is a month to stay hungry and all. But how Allah introduced it? First he said, my friends, I want to tell you something. You know what? That rozas have been made for us upon you. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Then Allah makes it even more easier for us. Allah doesn't want to tarnish that love relationship with Allah, which is so important. It mustn't fade also a little bit. It must be shining. It must be at its peak all the time. So Allah says, "Kama kutiba al-ladina min qablikum." Don't think you are singled out for fasting. Don't think that you're the only ummah that you have to keep fast. No, other people also kept fast before you. Just as it was made for us upon them, we are making it for us on you also. Kama kutiba al-ladina min qablikum. Like, for example, we have this common, we face the situation very commonly with a Hafiz student. He comes and now he wants to become a Hafiz, 30 suparas. When he did one supara, he said, no, I can't manage. The 30 suparas, one supara, somehow I manage. Where I'm going? So we tell them, look at all these here, 30, how they all have done 30 suparas. So why won't you be able to do? A student comes in the first year, he says, oh, too much work, I can't manage, too hard. And all what is the gardans and how they are so different, same and different in Quran Sharif, mutashabihat. No, this I can't manage, it's too hard for me. Tell them, see how many already have done. And you are not average intelligent, your IQ is high. Others with average, with low IQ, they manage it. Why can't you? So Allah says, if people of the previous ummah could manage, why can't be the ummah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But darja awla, for you will be very easy to manage. The other ummahs all managed, you can also definitely manage. Kama kutiba al-ladina min qablikum. And then Allah Ta'ala tells us the benefit and the object and purpose of fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you acquire the quality of taqwa. This is by restraining yourself from halal. For ayyam ma'adudat. Again Allah made it easy. Not long, just a few days you have to keep. Ayyam ma'adudat. Adat, you can just count them easily. To count 30 on your finger is so easy. Allah made with each finger the 3 sections. And 5 fingers is 15. You turn it around the other way when we read our subhanallah after asr. Alhamdulillah, we counting 33, 34. There is one nice little kitab, Aqdul Anamil. How to count on the fingers, where you can count up to millions on your fingers. Without a tasbih, you can count up to millions on your fingers, you can carry on. So 30, what is 30 difficult? Only 29 rozas, and many times Allah Ta'ala gives us this count also. That rozas are 30, but sometimes Allah gives this count. And this discount also, how people get happy when the moon is, like this year, now the moon is about 36, 38 hours here in South Africa, on the 29th. So everyone is taking it for granted, Ramzan is going to be for on that Wednesday, I think it is, but it's not necessary. The moon can be even 40 hours, even 48 hours. If Allah wants to keep a cloud in front of the moon from every angle and every place, so even if, and it happened when we were young, we had 1 month of 28, the moon just was not sighted. Though according to calculation, it has to be sighted. But our sighting of the moon is not dependent. It's a guide, it's a help, but it's not. It does not depend on calculation. It depends on sighting. And not sighting what all astronomical instruments. With the naked eye, you must be able to sight the moon. So that is necessary. So if Allah wants to, He can just make it a cloudy night. And all clouds are from all sides, whichever town you want to look, whichever city you are looking from the north, west, east, there are just clouds everywhere. And you can't see the moon then, so it's not taken for granted. But we know that when you get little bit off, like so children in a class, especially small children, just 2 minutes before time, you tell them, today we are giving you off 2 minutes. See the noise they make. They're so happy we got 2 minutes off earlier. So Allah Ta'ala makes us happy also sometimes that one day off, only 29 rozas. Otherwise the month normally is understood to be 30 days. So just the 30 days which you can count on your fingers, and all of us we say, Ramzan hardly started and half is gone already. Before it comes, Ramzan is coming, big burden, very difficult. But hardly, and Ramzan is finished already, it's gone. And we should not be deceived by this also, that we didn't make value of the month of Ramadan. Keep in mind those examples that we gave. One is that group that was walking and those shining stones. At night they found, so those were diamonds. Those who didn't pick up anything, and then how they lost out. Or that orchard example that we gave, that you go into the orchard first section, good fruit, but you can only fill your basket. Once it's filled, you can't take more, you can't come back. You saw the second section got better, third section got better, and we waiting for the end. We waiting, we'll do everything 27 night. 27 night, Laylatul Qadr, whole night I'm going to stay away. And I'll cover up for the whole month. We don't know, we might be lying in hospital Laylatul Qadr. We don't know, we might be lying in the Qabristan by Laylatul Qadr. We don't know anything. So don't procrastinate. Whatever we can do, and a person who is getting used to and taking, he will be taking more and more and more all the time. Or like this money printing machine we gave, don't think I'll print all my money in the last ashara. No, start from now already and print. Then your hand will also, without you working, it's going to be so used to, even if you fall asleep, your hand will turn still. And you'll be printing money. And there are those people, mashallah, who while they fall asleep, Allah, Allah. With the breath they take in, Allah. With the breath they take out, who? Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. People like this have been reported, they went for operation under chloroform. And Allahu, 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 just carrying on all the time. But our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, was a master in tasawwuf, also taught us, this is called pass and fast. That your anfas, your breath, plural of nafas, breath which you are taking. And every breath you are taking. And many people get impressed with this. But Hazrat says that there are those people who are reading tasbih and they are looking at TV also. They're looking at cricket also, and they are news also, and tasbih is also carrying on. Very pious, topi, everything, beard and everything, and tasbih, and looking at all haram also. So that is, Hazrat explains, the real pass and fast. Pass means to look after, in Urdu. And fast, plural of nafas, breath. Look after every breath of yours. That every breath, one time Hazrat Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said about Hazrat, that forget Hazrat making bad nazri, looking by mistake at another woman or something. And this we have seen with Hazrat so many times, his precaution that he took, Allahu Akbar, it's unbelievable. Or that he was unmindful of anything. Once he came into the Khanqah from the masjid in the Karachi, and there were mats that were there. So he asked, are these the mats of the masjid? And they explained, no, it wasn't. He said, not permitted. Masjid mats are supposed to be in the masjid. Masjid mats cannot be used in the Khanqah. In everything he was so particular. So this is what is called fast and fast. Every breath you look after. That nothing of haram, forget. And then Mir Sahib said, forget Hazrat, any haram, that's out of the question. I never ever found Hazrat at any time to be unmindful of Allah. All the time in the zikr of Allah. It's not for us to be all the time, but mashallah, there are people who reach that level. And it's not difficult. The manner, and Hazrat has taught us so easy ways that, for example, it's just a matter of opening the eyes of the heart. Like a person has cataract, he can't see properly, he has to go for an operation. Like that, our eyes, what's the ayat of the Quran? The eyes are not blind, but the إِنَّكَ لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes that are blind, but the eyes of the head. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But the matters of akhirat, totally unmindful. But the things of dunya, how to fly in the air, and how to go in submarines, and all those things, man knows a lot, he knows too much. Dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi? What didn't your brain do in dunya? Deen mein wo kaha mar gayi? But when it comes to the matters of deen, why is your brain dead then? It just doesn't want to work. No, it should work here also. And everyone Allah has given brains. And everyone's brains work also. It's just that we have to put it in the right direction. I usually give this example. Some people, you employ a worker to do this work. You show him, you explain him everything practically. After an hour you come back to see if he's doing it right, you see he's doing it wrong. So much you explain to him, his mind just doesn't work. But to steal, then you get surprised. That I would never have thought of this, that how he can do this, but how his mind works, because he's got a crooked mind. But in crooked things his mind works so well, but in straight things his mind doesn't work. And this is what everyone, one time in Pakistan, a Pathan, this Pathan, one Pathan caught another Pathan, to a Pathan doing something wrong, stealing whatever he was doing. So he tied him up to an electric pole and he went and reported to the police. So the police said, by now he must have loosened it and gone out already. So he thought for a while, he said, no, he's still there, he's definitely. He said, why? He said, if it didn't come to my mind, I'm also a Pathan, he's also a Pathan. If it didn't click in my mind that you can loose out the wire and the bell, then it definitely didn't come to his mind also. So, but for other things, their minds work. Pathans, perhaps this doesn't work. But for a guest, if a guest comes in their town, oh, they'll kill one another to host the guest. There the mind works. First, they will go and get the guest and host it. So everyone, his mind works in certain things. So if our minds can work, what I was saying, the cataract of the eye, if we can remove that, then to see Allah Ta'ala in everything, then it becomes to zahir hai, or laak parde mein hai tu. Oh Allah, you are manifest, you are open, you are everywhere. But you have kept yourself in 100,000 veils. To zahir hai, lekin laak parde mein hai tu. To batin hai, aur lekin sakht izhar tera. You are hidden, but you are so, you couldn't keep yourself hidden. Which Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Gangohi wrote a beautiful poem, Maine Tumhe Dekha Hai. That I have seen you, O Allah, everywhere I have seen you. Wherever you can think, and when a person's eyes of the heart are open, he will see Allah when his eyes are closed also. When you are lying down at night now, you close your eyes, you are going to sleep, and you think of Allah's favors upon me. What favors? Your eyes of the heart will be so open. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when this will come, when this eyes of the heart are open and you recognize Allah ta'ala, and together with that recognition of Allah, automatically comes the love of Allah. Al-insanu abdul ihsan. Hal jazaul ihsan illa al-ihsan. That a person who has been good to you, and you see how good Allah is, when we will realize and see that Allah is the one who gave me my eyes. And eyes, what a ni'mat. Allah is the one who gave me my brains. What a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala the brains are. Allah is the one who has given me the ni'mat of my heart, of my body, hands, legs. What favors of Allah Ta'ala. So you become a slave of Allah. If truly you understand that Allah is the only one who gave it, Allah is the only one who looks after it also. It's not you. A cardiologist's heart is not in his control also. A famous cardiologist of South Africa, who was a Muslim, very good man, pious man also. Any operation he would do, 2 rakat salatul haja, give sadqah also. I don't want to go too long in the story. Very good man and top cardiologist. One operation, the patient was given chloroform, everything. He bent to start to do the operation, and he died of a heart attack. So you forget our hearts. The cardiologist's heart is not in his control. It is only in Allah's control. In one international meeting of cardiologists, seminar, whatever they had, and they chose to be the president, the leader of that meeting, the top cardiologist of the world. And he died in that meeting with all cardiologists around him. And he is the top cardiologist of the world. He died of heart failure, of a heart attack. So nothing, Allah is the one who looks after. Who made the heart? Who looks after the heart? It's nobody else but Allah Ta'ala. So when this will open, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants us this to be open. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, especially for the ulama, the layman is the layman, but for the ulama, that you have 11 months allowed to go past just like that without doing your spiritual exercises. Finding Allah, coming closer to Allah, gaining the love of Allah. This 1 month is a month in which you can do cover up for all that other 11 months. And the ulama who are busy teaching kitabs all the time, who are busy teaching their students all the time, they are busy with other work of deen, giving bayans. But this is a month in which this fasting is such a thing which Allah has prescribed, that it will remove the grime and the dirt from the heart, and that all what is over the heart, it will remove it, and then you will see Allah with the eyes of your heart. And when you will see Allah Ta'ala, ek tu mera to har shay meri. When you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Zami meri, falak mera. The earth belongs to me. The heavens belong to me. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And if you are not mine, O Allah, then nothing is mine. So this is that month that Allah has given us with this fasting. So this fasting, what is very important, is that we have to be fasting. The kutiba alaykumus siyam, not kutiba alaykumul ju'. That Allah hasn't made staying hungry farz upon you. And there is a great difference between staying hungry and fasting. A fasting person, you pick an argument with him, he will just tell you, I'm fasting. Or he'll just brush you aside. I mustn't get involved with this person. I'm fasting, just let him ignore him. وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. Just in a nice way, you just ignore him because I'm fasting. But if you're a hungry person, then you'll fight with that person. And then you're not going to just pass him. Then you won't say, إِنِّي مُرُون سَائِمٌ. إِنِّي مُرُون جَائِمٌ. And like a jai lion or a jai wolf, hungry wolf, you will start fighting like that. So there is a great difference. We have to know what fasting is, what roza is. Then we will, then the difference will come. And then we will find Allah Ta'ala in this month. So we have to keep our rozas, our fast, as they are supposed to be kept. Allah Ta'ala has ordered fasting for us, not feasting. For us, for sehri time, we are feasting. Then iftari time, we are feasting. Many places, alhamdulillah, yeah, Allah made it easy, it's only khajur and water. But normally we know, without samosas, the roza doesn't open. Without haleem, how Maulana Hussein's roza is going to open today, we don't know. Without haleem, Durban people, Natal people's roza can't open. So everywhere, all the things, what we want to have, we have to have those things. And then after namaz is again another feast. After taraweeh is another feast. We are eating more in the month of Ramadan than out of the month of Ramadan. Calorie-wise, we are taking in much more rich foods, savories, desserts, fries, all these things we are having. And sad part, now we are having invitations and parties also. And the object of fasting, that is lost. Like what Shabe Barat, Laylatul Bara'a, in India, in those places, it's a night to, for firecrackers. What a night! Where Shaitan took us in? And many places, Maulana Umair explained to me at one time, in their masjids in Malaysia, he says, that Maghrib, you hardly get anyone, the Imam and the Muazzin. Hotels, restaurants and eating places are booked up 3, 4, 6 months before time. Today is my dawat for my masjid people, my dawat. And nobody for Maghrib, all are busy with dawats. What kind of Ramzan is that? What kind of fasting is that? In that case, where are we going to find Allah? Where are we going to get the benefits of fasting and of the month of Ramadan? So basically, fasting is the faraz of fasting, which we all know is that we, what niyat. Niyat of fasting is important, whether we make it verbally, whether it's in the heart. A person got up for Seri, why he got up? For, because he's going to, whether he says, I'm fasting tomorrow or not. But also remember, consciously making a niyat will make us slave, become slaves of Allah. One is as a habit we will do it. The whole family, all are up for Seri, we also up. And we. But one is, you consciously, that I'm fulfilling your faraz, Ya Allah. That what you, I'm your slave. And what you have made faraz on me, I'm fulfilling that duty of mine. And I'm doing it only for your pleasure. This will bring abdiyat in a person. Otherwise, you will be an abid. But to bring abdiyat in you, that I got no choice of my own. Allah has made, whether I understand it, Allah made Ramzan, summer rozas for us, or Allah has made winter rozas for us, autumn rozas for us, or spring rozas for us. It's my Allah's command, and I have to do it. So that is what that niyat, that a person stays away from food, drink, and his sexual desires, and the details of it all which comes, then the basics of roza, the faraiz of roza are completed. But at the same time, for a complete and perfect roza, we have to have the finishing also. This is just like the structure of roza. But the completion of roza is when the walls are up now, and the tiling is done in that building, the floors are carpeted, everything is done. Then you say, now the building is complete. So for that, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has also written, and ulama have written, that together with the three faraiz of roza, the basics of roza, staying away from eating, drinking, and our sexual desires, a person keeps rozas of the eyes also, which we will discuss in detail, inshallah. If Allah wishes, detail is out of the question, but just little bit. Roza of the tongue also, roza of the ears also, roza of the heart and mind also, and roza of the mouth also. That is, what food we are putting in our mouth and in our stomach. What kind, what type of food we are putting. And then roza of our attitude. That after keeping roza, we don't have this naz in us, that I kept rozas for Allah. So I'm a great person. Or that I'm better than those people who haven't kept rozas. A holier than thou attitude or something. No, that also, that a person has this fear, I don't know if my roza is accepted or not. Now, Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to tell us commonly that when we have completed namaz, we say namaz thege. Somebody coming out of the masjid, other people are in jamaat. Oh no, namaz is over already. Jamaat is over. Namaz is made already. Namaz is made. Is it accepted by Allah or not? That worry we don't have. Roza we have kept. Just now we're going to be sitting down. We'll hear the siren. We'll open our roza. Roza is made. But that worry that we have to have, that is also part of roza. That we have to have this worry, whether it is accepted or not. And this we will only know when we go to Allah Ta'ala. When on one occasion our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was here, he went and meet our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab Rahmatullah Ali. And he said, I heard that you have made many, many people Hafiz. How many Hafizes have you made? Hafiz Sahab immediately, instantly replied and said, that I will only know in the Qabr. That what is accepted by Allah. Our Shaykh say, if I had 100,000 rand in those days as a gift for this answer, I should have given it to Hafiz Sahab. that he's got that consciousness. Today we just do little and we think that I'm the Junaid of the time and I'm the Shibli of the time and there's no Alim like me and there's no Buzurg like me. Just little bit we did, and what is the quality of that? What quantity also, what quality also. So Allah Ta'ala let us, we will try this, so that we can keep our rozas properly. And each one of us think, there are many of us who were here last year with us also. From last year to this year, has our roza quality improved or not? Quantity is going to remain 29-30. We can't increase on that faraz rozas. The other nafil rozas we can keep. But the quality of my roza, my eye control, my tongue control, my thoughts, and a person who gets this taqwa in which Allah is offering through roza in this month and through the month of Ramadan, it is like a person who had shingles or any other disease. He went to a doctor, 1 month treatment he gave him, he came perfectly right. Now how happy he feels. His family is so happy. He is so happy. Everyone is so happy. So in this 1 month, if we go home and we go back and we kept the month as roza, and the wife sees, this is what you call a husband. Like Ayyub alayhi salam, about 18 years, when he went to relieve himself in the jungle, and there then he made this one dua. Anni mastanni al-dhur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Allah made a spring, and he washed himself, bathed in there. When he came, his own wife couldn't recognize him. Now, so handsome, at the age of 70, another 88, how handsome he was. How like a young man he was. So this Ramzan has come for that purpose. Like that little, what we explained, that person who came from the villages, and he came to a supermarket, and he saw the door open, which was a lift, and he saw an old lady going in, and the door, the wall closed again. And he was shocked, what is this happening? Wall open up, old lady went in, wall closed again, and after a little while, the wall opened again, and a young lady came out. So he told his little grandson, go and call granny. We send her also in here, she'll also come out young here from here. So this is, this is what the month of Ramadan will do to us. If we keep the month of Ramadan opened and took us in, if we went through our treatment, Eid day will come, and that is what is Eid. When we are now that new person, now our anger is under control, our thoughts are under control, our language is under control, our habits, we haven't got that dirty habits. One Ramzan is more than enough for that, but we have to observe it. And that is why we try and get together, remind ourselves, all together, we work together. So for that purpose, many instructions are given, Maulana Musa Kaji gives them, let us not just sit around while our time away with the cell phone, wasting our time. In that case, nothing is going to be worse, it mustn't happen. We make the time valuable. Like for example, doctor did your eye operation and if I bandaged, he said, don't take it off for 24 hours. For one, if you take it off, you are worse than before you will be. So we here also, there are those things that we have to observe. If we will observe them, we will be a new person. We will be a young person at Eid time. May Allah give us all tawfiq.